under the table.
Tell me how you beat the gnolls. How do you kill the gnolls?
Which gnolls?
Right outside Emerald Grove.
Well, first you kill them, the and gnolls? Then they're dead. No, the gnoll.
The hyenas.
Yeah, the hyena things.
Oh my gosh,
they're only one level above me. They should not be able to map to one-shot me in one single freaking turn.
You're actually able to talk to the leader, because it will come up to you, and you can, if you roll good enough, you can convince it it to kill its friends and itself.
He might be talking about the gnolls like before that part.
Right in the beginning.
You know the part where you walk up to the hyenas and they're all like birthing gnolls, and then there's like a pack of gnolls above them. Yeah, okay.
Oh
yeah. You just have to kill them.
Yeah, I just murdered them.
That part wasn't really that hard for me.
They didn't have any issues with those. In a single turn.
I had lots of issues with other things, but I didn't have any issues with those.
It's like a main boss battle for me.
Just sneak
to the necromancer.
It's disgusting.
Just throw like a thing of grease on the floor and light it on fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True day.
Or like carry a bunch of explosive barrels with you and just like throw them out and shoot them with fireball.
Where do you get those?
You can find them everywhere.
Yeah, fire wine barrels. You have to just look at everything. There's a lot in that game. There's a lot in
it. I'll just set it to easy. It's fine. That's the way it's.
What difficulty are you on?
Don't whistle. Come on now.
What difficulty?
I'm on normal. Whatever normal is. Whatever they want to call it. Yeah. Okay. I'm only one level below them. They shouldn't be massacring me in one turn.
Just wait. Then just go level up more and then come back. Like, you don't have to do it now.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you
but
can.
But I want to. I'm like right there.
I did that in some places.
I wanna.
Are you still level one?
I'm level three. They're level four. Like nope. they shouldn't be massacring me.
Who's in your party?
Will Shadowheart.
That's your first problem.
Will Shadowheart and Lazel.
Isn't Lazel's thing like right around the corner? Her quest thing?
No.
No.
Not until later. Not to get to the crash.
I would say get Karlach.
No, not Will.
I like Karlach.
The wizard, Gale would be able to deal with them pretty good.
Actually, yeah. One of his spells I love is the Cloud of Daggers. That thing's awesome.
He wants to take my sword. Danny helped me steal the demon guy's sword right at the beginning of the game.
Yep. Don't give him that. Just give him any magic item. You don't have to give him the sword.
That's my only item apparently that he wants. So.
Oh well, don't give it to him.
If you go to one of those stores and just buy one of like the like plus one armors or something, like something that's not like really that hard to find anywhere else, you can just give him one of those.
Or a book or a scroll.
Mm-mm.
Oh, will a scroll work?
No, he won't. It has to be a magic item.
I think so. So the first place that I found anybody that sold anything was inside the grove. Is there some place before that?
Yeah. Yeah. If you go to the blacksmith. If you go to the blacksmith, he's got like a bunch of plus one. He has the most like plus one items.
Isn't the one you have to talk to before the cages.
Yeah, the one you have to talk to for Karlach's thing.
Oh, so he's after the
Damon. His name's Damon.
Okay, so you enter the grove like where you first enter, like where you had like that big battle of like the goblins or whatever.
Well, that's what he's talking about, I think, isn't
it? And he's in the back. He's in the back left, like right next to the
Will. You know where you find Will, like where the kids are training.
Yeah, yeah.
So the part below, like the section below that, like the area right below there, Damon's just chilling down there. He's like pinging away at a anvil.
Oh yeah, the blacksmith. Yeah.
Yeah, so him, and then there's the like gnome trader or dwarf trader, like up closer to like the entrance of the grove, that he also sells like magic items that you could give Will. Or not Will, what's his name? Gale. I keep calling him Will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gale.
Yeah, you can also get a pretty good sword for Lazel. If you go and meet Karlach. And then activate her like quest or whatever to kill like those paladins that are after her.
You sound like the Sword of Tear?
I have no clue what it is. What
the one from those like dudes that you have to kill?
Yeah,
that one's not that good. Oh, it's better for paladins.
Sword of Justice.
Yeah, it's better for like paladins, isn't it?
Yeah, I had her carry it for a while, but she is a Githyanki, like a long sword, a great sword, or something now, and it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I did like Sword of Justice.
I wasn't saying it for its like magic ability. I was just saying because it's actually like has good damage.
Yeah,
it's just a +1 great sword.
It did something
not when,
else.
Not though. When Lazel had it. When I had it, it was a 1d6 +7.
I gave it to Karlak.
That's if the plus is because of her strength.
Like she might still have
it. Yeah.
So like any +1 great sword would do that damage.
I don't know, man. It was better than what she had, and it did well.
There's one sword specifically that's good for Lazel. I think it's like the Githyanki psionic sword or something like that. You find it in the creche.
I think I did find that.
Yeah, it's like if a Githyanki is holding it, it like gets mm-hmm. bonuses. I don't remember what they are exactly, but I know it was really good for Lazel.
It's good stuff to know. I feel like I don't know anything and it's punishing me for it.
Yeah, nah.
There is a lot to learn in that game. Oh, yeah. Like
my build probably sucks.
Yeah, you're fine. It took me a minute to figure it out.
Yeah.
What's your character?
Fighter.
Yeah.
Hey, you're making me want to play it again.
Play with me. Play with me.
I was playing earlier today.
But does it have crossplay yet?
No.
And I can't.
Why would they do that?
Buy a PS5. They're working on it.
Easy.
I mean, just buy a PS5. Yeah, yeah.
Easy. Well, just on my
PS5. No, maybe when my tax returns come in.
Here's what you got to do, Joey. Come down here. Or better yet, we'll go up there.
Why are you pointing downward?
It's like 10 minutes away.
When you say that.
I did.
Oh, it's like 10 minutes away.
Yeah, at least.
I mean, by teleport, it is.
I could, here's what we could do, okay?
Away from you.
No. I've got an easy solution, okay? I can just give you remote play access to my Steam account, and then we can split screen.
There you go.
Huh.
Oh.
Would I stream that?
Yeah, you'd have remote play access to my Steam.
So remote play is just
so like my computer would be running it, and then you'd be able to play it from your computer. And then I could split screen because it'd be on my computer, so I could just split screen play.
And then I could join you guys.
I don't know if it's that easy, but like I'm sure there's a way to make it work.
My internet's pretty good.
Joey, I have Baldur's Gate on my PS5.
You do?
Yeah.
Why have we not played it?
I don't know.
Danny joined my party and we immediately started hanging dong.
Started hanging what?
Yeah,
we stripped our clothes and had a measuring contest.
Washed up on the beach and we were naked, slinging our dongs around.
That's awesome.
I couldn't breathe for like 5 minutes straight.
You know what's kind of messed up?
Yes.
They gave it dick and ball jiggle physics, but no booby jiggle physics.
Really? There's none?
There's no booby jiggle physics, just dick and ball jiggles.
Yeah.
Well, I've not been staring at anybody else's sack, but...
Oh, you know.
They all have firm boobies.
I've not been looking at boobs. I mean...
What?
I am.
Who do?
Dad, you're the one who saw that you could have boobs and a dick and said best of both worlds, okay?
It was a joke.
Made me feel like
things would get in the way.
Santa Montana up in here.
I gotta do manly stuff and they would get in my way. Best
of both worlds.
I wouldn't be able to strap those things on tight enough.
Yeah. Oh man.
Wow, this is a weird under the table, folks.
What are you talking about? This
is Lenny's gonna love it. He's gonna poke Lenny's funny. Gonna love he's, it. Gonna like, he's gonna drive by and be like, best of both worlds.
he has Baldur's Gate now, doesn't he?
Joey, yeah, he does. Yep. Huh? He got the new Xbox.
What's your PlayStation ID?
I can't say it in the air.
Well, just bleep it out. Send it to me.
It's beep. You just said the F word.
Whoa!
You just we don't call those people that anymore.
Get Cole Medina.
I'll message you.
There you go.
Yeah, they've been saying for a long time they're gonna put crossplay in, which is really sad.
Have they even said
they say they're working?
Yeah, they say they're gonna, but there's no like information on when that's gonna happen.
We're gonna.
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta figure it's kind of like Metroid Prime 4. They said they're gonna do it like 37 years ago. I'm not sophisticated enough to have a PS5. I have so many consoles. I'm sick and tired of having consoles.
I thought you had a PS5.
No, I have a 4. Tim has a 5. Danny gave me his 4, and then Tim confiscated it, took it up to his room, and has not brought it back down. But it's
confiscated.
Something like that. He asked if he could take it up to his room, and I just, at the time, I didn't play on it much. Because, you know,
when I was over for Thanksgiving, he only brought me up to his room so that he could show me his Harley Quinn skin on Fortnite.
Oh, jeez, he would.
You saw the rat's nest then.
Oh, jeez, it's probably bad.
the lair.
I don't go in there so I don't end up murdering him.
It could always.
Buddy, you know it's true.
It could always be worse. It could always be Asmongold's lair. Have you seen that?
No.
You've seen Asmongold's lair?
Asmongold? No, I have not.
He's he's like a popular World of Warcraft streamer, at least he used to be. And this is the video that he uploaded a long time ago. It was like 13 years ago, but it's so funny. Yeah.
Oh, what the?
It's like 3 minutes of just like the most heinous things that you've ever seen in like one room.
Devil.
Yeah, he lives like that. So I might clean that later.
I couldn't do that.
No, that's worse than me. Like I'm pretty lazy about cleaning a lot of times, but not like that.
Oh, I mean, like, I can understand something.
Ched boy.
Yep, Ched boy.
That's funny.
So Lenny stopped me. He didn't stop me. We were talking, and he was talking. So after the UTD drop last week, and he was like, oh, by the way, you tell Joey that I am all about that podcast when it comes out. Because
really?
It's just, because he said he has enjoyed the podcast so much and feels like we're all just friends sitting around talking. Like, he feels like he knows each one of us so intimately now because he has listened to
very intimate
all of our podcasts so many different times.
Yeah, well, dang.
So he it's is up. Excited he, yeah so on Spotify
it's up on Spotify
so, yeah so when it comes out on Apple I that he and I will be of the first subscribers, I'm sure.
You know what's funny?
Sweet.
So what? You guys talking about like messy room and stuff like that? There is a mangaka or a manga creator named Toshihiro. That's his name.
Did somebody say Hiro?
Hiro.
And he's the one that created Yu Yu Hakusho and Hunter x Hunter.
Nice.
And he is actually married to the creator of Sailor Moon. And his room always looked like this.
Little anime babies.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. It won't let me zoom in. All I've got is this. There it is.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't even zoom in. That's gross.
So no, whenever I see my room is kind of messy, I look at that and I'm like, I feel inspired.
I'm not too bad.
Inspired to clean.
Feel inspired that he is way more successful than I am.
I don't care.
And
I don't care. I don't care if I'm successful or not. If my room looks like that, I am not successful. And I don't see how a man. I probably could. All I have to do is pick his garbage up and start throwing it on him.
I feel like if I was as successful as him, I might just pay someone to clean stuff, though. It, like, you know, if you're making that much money, like, if you're not gonna do it yourself and you're making the money, you might as well.
I mean, I guess, yeah. Yeah, it's better than leaving it.
Yeah, like you should do it, but like.
Yeah, but it is better.
But if you're not going to, there's no reason. And you have money, there's no reason to live like that. Like, you have to want to live like that. That's actually crazy.
I
want to
live like that. That man's my hero.
What? What?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Oh, I want it.
My finger was on it, and I was on the mute button for you.
I was ban that guy and blow up his house.
Yeah,
I was about to go over there and ask if you wanted me to.
And you don't know when I'm joking or not.
Nah, hey, honestly, Siri, it's hard to tell.
I need you to launch an airstrike at Cheddar and Webster, wherever, and wherever.
AI's he's getting not really
even
in
Webster. He's not even in Webster City.
Yeah, I'm not.
He is too.
Well, he's not. He's like, he's on, he's in,
I'm in
Williams. I forgot what it's called. Williams, that's what it is. I knew it was like a name.
Oh,
like
you're
a
in Williams? Name. I thought you were in Webster.
No, this entire time I've been in Williams.
Yeah, he used to, when he got his job, he like moved in with one of his friends. Okay. So he'd be closer.
One of my coworkers' son.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's easy. It makes it real easy.
Mm.
Then he and I are going to
Joey, what'd you say?
You could pay me to make your room dirty.
Boy. Sick.
Fine, you boy.
The opposite of having a cleaner.
A messer.
What's
a messer?
Joey.
He's my anti-maid.
Idea for a new business for you.
That's extra. What is it?
You could be a nude messer.
That kind of sounds like it's implying something else. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
Okay. Topless messer.
It could be a fluffer.
Like the word messer kind of just sounds like you poop your pants for a living.
Actually, let's see if there's anything in the Urban Dictionary about messer.
No. Not the Urban.
You know there is.
Stay away from that thing. Stay
away
from it. It's a trap. Stay away from it. There were things that I didn't want to know.
Okay. Well, I mean, this one isn't even bad. It's Irish slang for a person who jokes around a lot, often used by parents to their kids or between friends. It's not derogatory.
Hi, okay, well, yeah, that's us.
That sounds like a lie. He said non-derogatory.
Or
that's the church up Urban Dictionary.
I have an Irish
church.
I'll use that tonight.
I just had, Joey, you're going to have, I don't know if I should say this or not.
Say it.
Uh-oh.
I just had to scroll down.
Say it.
I'm gonna copy and paste this in memes.
Oh, boy. Does it have a racial slur in it?
No.
Known to kick down doors. Known for huge penises.
Known to kick down doors. Known for her having huge penises.
And Kim will find you and kill you if you with their family.
If you mess
with their family. Wow. They don't mess around then.
Yeah.
I'm a messer.
Wow.
It's an Irish word. It's got multiple meanings.
You don't want to know what they are.
No.
Well, I do.
That one
want to give you guys a little word of advice.
Oh,
keep your voice low,
Mr. Master,
and don't talk much.
So as I was saying. Pilgrim.
What's this have to do with my rat stew?
I don't know.
You guys just like beat all your jokes into the ground in that episode.
Rat stew.
Yeah. Isn't that what we normally do?
Oh, yeah. That brings me to my, to something I was thinking about. Who we should make captain?
Jiu-jitsu.
So I think it'd be funny to make Sam's character captain when we just meet them for the first time.
Episode. Yeah.
Like, hey, what's up? You should be our captain.
So yeah, you're a captain now.
So Danny was wondering if we were gonna continue to let Alex's character be captain. I was like, that could get interesting.
And then that was my other idea. I think it'd be funny if Alex was captain too.
I think it might be.
I think he'd take it and run with it.
He might.
It would be funny if all of his like captainly commands to us were his like spirited voice.
Yeah. Like
oh no.
Oh, would one of you please set the sail so that we can go?
I don't take orders from a woman.
One of you sexy men.
Yeah. Or it could just be like One Piece. We all kind of think we're the captain.
I didn't get to the end of that last episode. Can you guys give me a TLDR?
What happened?
Yeah. I think I got to the part where you guys were like in like a prison or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we escaped the prison by
a ship.
Yeah, pretty much. Some pirates helped us escape, and now we're pirates.
Oh, yeah.
And now where were we going? We have a new destination.
Havana.
Nah.
I think that changed.
Well, I'm going to look for a Cuban cigar.
I love that how the editing turned out. In that one,
yeah, you said that you had to use AI for Alex and Danny. What do you mean?
Yes.
It sounded the other. Well, Danny's voice sounded weird. Why weird? Did you use AI? Yeah, it didn't. It sounded a little off. Like
it was terrible. It was terrible.
Oh, because he kept cutting out.
Oh yeah.
Well, I can't fix the cutting out, but the quality has been really bad. I went back in. If you posted, if you look at it now, I just posted our bird wine segment.
Yeah, I saw that. I made a
UTT rewind, so I'm going to start doing that.
I'm excited about that.
And his mic was better back then.
Yeah.
Than it sounds now.
That old mic he had was really good.
It was good, pretty good.
He used to use it on his PlayStation, didn't he, or something?
Yeah. But now
he's been using his phone. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got a dongle. Or his phone or something like that.
Donkey.
So
yeah,
he said it should sound better tonight.
He tested his new mic last week.
Yeah, he tested it because I joined. He's random in a call and I joined, and he was testing his new mic, and it was still cutting out just as bad. So I think it's just mobile. I think it's either the mobile app or it's his phone or like the internet or something. Like I don't know. Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily his mic. His mic's probably it doesn't sound like it's not great quality. Like the new mic is better quality, but it still cuts out.
Yeah. It sounded like it was the Bluetooth connection with the new one. So we went back to his old one, and it sounds like technical support from India.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm a help you.
I asked him when he's supposed to get his computer parts. He said he bought all the computer parts that I sent him.
Sick.
Oh, but really?
And that's what he told me, but that was like a week ago.
Oh, nice.
And I asked him when his PC stuff's coming in. He hasn't answered me, so.
I thought he said he had bought a mini PC also.
I thought that's
sick.
Joey's got him buying a mini PC.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good PC.
Yeah, whatever.
Until you want to play games.
Yeah, it'll get you by until then.
Until you want to play anything remotely fun.
It can emulate. You shut up. You shut your mouth.
I mean, I got my laptop just this for this. So
actually, I found out Amazon Prime. If you have a Prime membership, you get included with it. Secret. Service called Amazon Luma, and you can stream games for free. It just comes with your Prime account.
You can stream gays.
This one trick Amazon doesn't want you to know.
Pretty much.
Amazon hates this.
Yeah, I was like, I can stream all these games.
Jeff Bezos hates you if you do this.
Yeah. That was funny though.
Other streaming services will hate you.
So I can play the new Unreal 5 update of Fortnite on my mini PC.
You kids in your Fortnite.
Fortnite.
Can you play Fortnite's Unreal 5 updated Ark Survival Evolved?
If I want to.
Nah.
I can do anything I want.
Nah, because it hasn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Well I guess if I really wanted to, I could go get the alpha build from the developers at gunpoint.
Whoa.
But I don't want
but Joey, the alpha build,
I don't want it enough.
Joey, the alpha build is gonna be what they release because it's Ark.
That's true.
They're gonna release the alpha build and say it's done
and release it for them. we're all just game testers anyway.
Anymore.
Nobody actually releases a full game anymore.
Sam's playing Baldur's Gate 3 now.
Speaking of that, do you guys know the game Skull and Bones or something like that? Like that pirate game?
Yes. The quadruple A game?
Yeah, 4A's, mind you.
So I found out that game was solely funded, and I say solely funded by a South American government.
What? Oh, why?
And it has been in development for 12 years. And not only that, so
I didn't know that
people that were
in hell for a while.
The people that were developing the game decided to invest the money into property and basically turn that property into a frat house. And
we should just not make a game,
right?
Like pretty much
like pirates,
like almost last year. And then the government was like, "Hey, so where's this game?"
Oh yeah.
And then they're like, "Oh."
We said we're doing
it. It's a South American government, so they're probably going to be like, yeah, some heads are going to roll if it wasn't out by this year.
Yeah, we're going to kill you.
And then they're like, okay, we'll just put it together, and it's garbage.
Quadruple A game.
Yeah, for real.
That's almost four of them.
So, speaking of games,
means.
as we normally do, we showcase the number one game on Steam.
We do.
Oh,
yeah. It's something
you
we do.
You will not guess this one.
I saw it earlier today. I'm out.
Furry Hitler.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That is the game that I caught the dude with fork in 4K. He had that in his library.
Oh, yes. Amazing.
What the heck?
That's the game that was in his library. That's so funny.
God help the people that, yeah.
Well, and you know what? You know what his main game that he plays is, too? It's War Thunder.
This is a bad day to have eyes.
War Thunder.
Yeah, it's a war game. Like, you fly airplanes and you drive tanks.
It's like a free game, isn't it?
I think so.
Furry Hitler, too?
But yeah, that was in his library. I was like, he's like, look at this game. Like, who would buy this? And I'm like, it says in you library did, right there.
Whoever bought these must be weirdos. Dude, you have. So I didn't say I wasn't myself.
Do you play as Hitler? You play as furry Hitler?
Maybe, I don't know.
I love that furry Hitler 2 denotes that there was a first one.
Then
a sequel.
And he had off right now.
He had both in his library, I will say.
Oh my goodness.
If I didn't know any better and I just had to guess what the game was about based on the game, I would think it was like furries like putting normal people in like concentration camps.
Oh yeah. Right.
I think that'd be more interesting. You have to rescue him or something.
It's a visual novel.
Yeah.
You'll immerse
you really have to get invested in the story.
Oh, even has a mustache under his wolf nose. On the store page, it says buy the furry World War II bundle. You've got Nazi furry Hitler, and furry Hitler 2.
I gotta get the first one. I need to catch up on the story.
Check out the game from our friends Six of Thrones Prologue.
I can't.
That's brain rot.
Right?
That's
it's available April 2024. Yeah. Add to your wish list now.
Good night. Help us.
Adding to wish list.
Why is that in my wish list? You wonder? I don't know. Accidents.
Man, what happened to the days of action? Oh, geez. What happened when things were just more pure?
Imagine
what happened to a reality before for Hitler?
I'm just saying. Like, imagine the amount of money somebody made making this, though.
Yeah,
like there's gotta be good money in it. If there's a second furry Hitler, there's gotta be good money in this. Like,
I mean, in a universe where furry Hitler didn't exist.
Yeah.
Hey, if it helps any, Joey, I think you meet the minimum system requirements for this game.
Oh, yeah, no, don't encourage him.
I could play it. I need to buy the first one to catch up on the story, and then I'll tell you guys how it is.
Jeez.
Very interesting.
So earlier in the week, we had a driver come in, and he checked in, and he kind of seemed to be acting a little weird, like he was having a bad day or whatever. He seemed a little cross, and, you know, we checked him in and, you know, gave him a seal and all that. And he walked out, and after he walked out, I think it was Matt that was sitting closest where he could see his phone. Because oftentimes, you know, they'll have their pickup number on their phone, you know, through an email, text, whatever. And my boss asked him for his pickup number, and he was like, oh, hang on. And so he's like, when you said that, like, he was sitting there, he was scrolling through porn. And I was like, no, he wasn't. He said, yeah. Just he perusing. Was literally scrolling through porn.
Thank you, Cheddar, for that.
Looking for something to watch.
Did he find it?
Yeah. No, I didn't want to know. I probably could have went on and knocked on the door of his bunk and found out, but nope.
Gold dang.
Nope. I've seen movies about weird truckers. Nope.
What's funny is that me and my friend were just randomly going through because he said he wanted to get Nekopara, and I was like,
I have all the Nekoparas
on PC, and he's like,
what
yeah. So we were just looking through it, and then I saw that you owned like six of the games. I was like, what?
I own three. I own Volume 0, 1, and 2, and yes, it is the uncensored non-Steam edition.
Yeah. Yep, because they have that edition on the Switch.
Wait, what?
Yep, on PlayStation and Xbox, that game is censored. On Switch, it's not.
What? That's hilarious. 6 hours playtime on that, by the way.
That's a good hearty sitting. What is it, though?
It's a visual novel.
Yeah.
You run a cat girl maid cafe.
So it's furry?
No.
Kinda? Maybe. I don't know.
I wouldn't classify that as furry.
You said cat girl, so.
I just looked at the community page and I see. I'll put this in memes. This is funny. This is everyone's playing it. All the students' friends.
My gosh.
Oh.
To be popular.
That goes.
It's a pretty popular. There's an anime about it too. I think.
What? This is on the Switch.
Yeah, it's just like a slice of life, like kind of like visual novel.
My goodness, this looks so generic and lame.
I mean, it's old. That wasn't bad.
Yeah, how was it, Sam?
One of the OGs.
I last played it in 2016, so. I mean, I couldn't really, I really wouldn't remember, to be honest.
Yeah. Someone received the product for free.
Wow.
This made me nut 100 times. Wow. That's the comment. Wow.
I counted it. Wow. I have a clicker just for this.
I mean, if you're looking at my Steam profile anyway, like, Megapara is not the strangest thing you're going to see.
No, I have to look.
I mean, just like my profile picture and my background. Somebody reviewed my Steam account as well. I'll just copy paste what they put in.
I see that. I didn't know you could do that.
I know. I saw that
girls farts smell better than video games. What?
Yeah, like what?
This is the most degenerate thing that I've ever read in my
whole
life.
What the devil is this?
I started reading that. I was like, that's
it. My sister.
Smelling my own sister fart. What is this? Is this just a troll?
Yeah, he just copy-pasted my account for some reason.
That's so
that's
weird.
Just permanent. It's just permanently on my account now.
Alright, sure.
It's. I mean, I just kept it because it's funny. I could delete it, but I don't really care.
Can you guys hear me? Okay.
Yeah, sure. I can hear you.
Her bulge in the back of her jeans.
Oh my goodness! I must have been having a bad day because.
Was this someone you met playing against?
That's someone I knew. That's someone I used to play like Overwatch with like a long time.
Leave me alone. Let's look at their profile.
This is just a random screenshot saved in my account. I must have been having a bad day.
I'd like to know the context there.
It's GTA 5 online.
Yeah.
This is a random person on the street that I just decided to burn out a motorcycle on their head for some reason. I think I just thought it was funny that the that there's actual blood animation for it. Like.
Sure.
I'm sure he says.
Blood physics.
Okay, so are you guys able to hear me at all?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, how do I sound?
Fine. It sounds like you're in a big room, but fine.
Yes.
Okay.
Can't change the structural integrity.
Hold on, I'm going to do some construction work. Just give me a second, okay?
One second.
That was my sound.
Oh, yeah. This was I had like a bunch of Skyrim mods, and this was like a really cool armor set that I got.
No, I'm just using my actual mic now, so I was hoping it might sound a little bit better.
Yeah, it sounds better.
It's clear.
So boom. Yeah.
You're clear. Not cutting out so far, so
no,
that's.
I don't hear any cutouts.
Yeah.
And we don't hear.
I don't hear your breath either.
Oh.
So it knows to cut your breathing, which is good. If we know your track record. It wasn't your fault. It wasn't. Honey Pop, nice.
And Honey Pop, too.
I remember when Markiplier played that, and it was great.
Yeah.
That was, it was like a millennia ago, though.
Actually, yeah.
Multiple millennia, yeah.
I've yet to buy the full game, but maybe someday I'll get this one.
Oh.
Kenojo.
Kenojo?
VR Kenojo.
Ooh, VR Kenojo.
Uh-huh.
That means they suck you off and it feels like they're actually sucking you off.
That's a lot of rigmarole.
That's only a haptic suit. Yeah, you have to get the hardware for that.
Oh. I'll just
which get I have.
Worth it.
What?
What?
$4,000 I've ever spent.
It's just so that when I play Pavlov VR, it feels like I'm actually getting shot, okay? It's for nothing else.
Nothing else, yeah.
Definitely not for VR chat.
Uh-uh.
I have a mocap suit that vibrates. No.
I'll tell you what. When I play my video games, I want to have PTSD. I want to wake up like non-flashbacks. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I have that haptic suit.
Owner.
You don't want know what it was like. I played whatever game yesterday, and I still can't sleep.
Boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo. I just have the Elon Musk brain implant.
The Neuralink.
It just gives me the memories of game I played.
So, speaking of that, apparently...
that's a good game.
The first person who had a successful Neuralink implant put in.
Yeah, he's talking about it.
Apparently went to sleep playing Civ 6.
Civ 6, right.
Because he can't do anything. He can't play... anything. Like, this was the first game he's been able to play for like his whole life or for a long time. You play it with his mind. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, just imagine getting like Call of Duty loaded up into your brain and just you're falling asleep playing that.
Yeah, just imagine
that would give you PTSD.
Yeah, just imagine you're playing a game and then you get DDoSed and then your brain just disconnects from reality.
Wow, I didn't read that whole comment at first, Sam and Dex. Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel like I need to. Yes, exactly. I feel like I need to recuse myself and go scrub my brain with a toothbrush.
Yeah.
It's just pure brain rot.
Wow, that's. Wow.
Yeah. Someone commented Sam's account is saying talking about their sister farting and loves the smell of it. And
I feel like I just read an article in Hustler magazine.
They should hire him. Ugh. Or her. We don't know.
Whatever. All right.
I gotta go pee pee before we start.
Ooh, can I watch?
I'll take the camera in there.
Okay. I'll take the camera in there.
Okay.
Well, the camera's not on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or I could switch to my phone, take right? Take it in
there. I'm just peeing in a bottle right here under the desk.
My goodness.
I have a haptic suit, so I can feel it like rainwater.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Dad, that chicken turned out great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, you know,
we actually getting
open the door. Okay, it's to your right. Yep. And then you take a left. Yep. Yep. Oh, yeah.
There it is. Oh, my soul.
Oh, I've sat on
that. Get your GoPro on. That thing's amazing.
I sniffed that toilet.
I gotta
just look away.
Wait, you turn the camera away.
Do I need to send another $50? Is that the deal? I didn't send enough.
No, I thought he was about to do the thing where he like unzips his pants and like a hot dog falls under the toilet and he just screams.
Man, I got a handful of pre-cum now.
A handful?
Yeah.
That seems excessive.
Yeah, my doctor's worried, but you know
what?
Are your testicles the size of melons, Danny?
Yeah.
Sick.
It's painful walking around.
Yeah, you know, probably enlarged like a mango.
No, you know the episode of South Park where they put their balls in the microwave to get them so big they can bounce around on them. Yes. He's got to carry his around in a wheelbarrow.
I'm really close to that.
Now that's a man.
That was an episode. They're trying to get prostate cancer for some reason. And so balls in a microwave.
It was to get medicinal marijuana. That's what
Yeah, right.
Oh, it's such a good show.
All right, guys, I'm live from the bathroom. Just as me
farting on my roommate's door.
Going great.
Lenny is going to love this.
That's Flint, Michigan water.
Oh my goodness!
Oh wait, wow. It gets worse. Hold on.
My roommate's door.
There you go, Dad. There's the.
Oh no. Oh my soul. What the devil?
Wow. How many months are we still laughing at the soundboards?
That one, I really don't think that I'll ever.
Hey guys, I'm right side up. It's a miracle.
Hey!
I was going through some of the old.
Stop thinking farts are funny.
The old under the tables, there's like entire under the tables that are devoted to just soundboards.
Yeah,
nobody else.
Like entire ones are just nonstop.
Yeah,
nobody can hear this.
That's a penis.
You just play them all. At once.
Open the door. Yeah. Open the door.
And now Craig can't hear any of it, which means listeners can't hear any of it, which means you can't hear any of it when you listen to work.
That's true.
So what good is it doing?
Directly to Lenny right now.
I know. I mean, it's your ear hole.
You can't hear Craig. Craig doesn't hear the soundboard.
So Mr. Master said earlier that he feels like he knows me, but I don't know Lenny.
That's true.
He's not in my ear hole.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know Lenny at all.
He's not violating
me. We talked about it. We all need to meet up.
I haven't gotten close enough to him yet where I can sniff him.
Well, yeah,
that's my goal. That's my goal.
Yeah,
we can meet up at the gay club.
I'm gonna sniff his hair. I don't like mixing work and play.
All right, that's
fair. Please don't visit me at work.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I work in Iowa in the gay strip club.
The gay strip club.
It's a long drive, but
it's a very long commute. But it's okay. I have the ZND podcast keep me company till I get there. It's fine.
We all just enter the strip club. Joey's just dancing away, whatever, getting his ones, and we all just like keep throwing like shirts at him that say ZND podcast.
He's got a thong on that just says ZND on the front.
Joey, yeah, Joey.
I take you to the back room where we go onto the table. For real.
Don't lie.
For real.
Real.
Takes it to the back. There's a microphone set up and everything. It's not even what you think. It's
That's where I record.
We're gonna record an episode right here, right now.
That's where I do my best work.
Is that where you wrote that story you sent us the audio of? You read that? You were at the strip club. You're like, I gotta write this down.
Yeah, wasn't that?
Every once in a while,
but he didn't have a pencil in his hand.
He got the inspiration while working the pole.
my mind's always racing up there. What can I say?
Oh,
straight as an arrow. Just I'll do anything to the guy.
Got the body of a twink, so might as well use it.
I work for DQ coupons and cheeseburgers.
Dilly bars.
Dilly bars.
Yeah,
I do love a dilly bar.
Well, since we're talking about my audio, Lenny's listening to the Outbroken podcast, now live on Spotify. There's my plug.
Sponsored.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you guys money. A cut of my tips.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how we grow bigger, guys, is we become
part bigger. Of
a family.
I'm a shower, not a grower.
Exactly. I'm a grower, not a shower.
Gross.
I'm neither.
I'm a grower and a shower.
I mean, look, you know,
my gun goes from small iron to big iron.
I got a derringer.
It only shoots two shots, but it'll get the job done.
It'll kill you
at range.
It'll kill you at close range. But it's not impressive.
I mean, that's all you need.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, anything at 2 inches coming at you at 40 miles an hour is going to hurt.
Yeah, well, I've got a high.
Okay? I do my Kegels.
And nobody wants me.
I want you.
Yeah.
Just not like that.
Just not like
that. I was going to say, we can't go into that on this podcast. That goes too far.
Like that.
Yeah.
I want you like that.
Whoa. All right.
I do too, Danny.
I bet.
Yeah.
Thank you. I know.
Let's go to France, baby. Eiffel Tower.
I now have Joey's
Eiffel Tower.
Cleveland Steamer.
What?
That's disgusting. We're going to do an Alaskan pipeline, guys. Alaskan pipeline. Yep.
Rusty trombone. Yep.
Then we're going to do my favorite.
So this is
I don't have any more.
What do you mean?
This is explicit warning. Sorry, guys.
Did we ever find the rails?
Somebody has their shirt unbuttoned.
Dude, Daddy. You're like three buttons too low there, bud.
Daddy.
He's got the one.
One at the bottom.
The one on the bottom is low, okay?
Just button the top one.
I'm not a hero. Call myself a what?
A chomo.
Yeah. Usually
here it is. Perfect.
I thought you were calling him a chode.
Well, no, cholo.
No.
I've got just the bottom and the top one. But...
There you go.
I don't know what you call that.
It's called the peekaboo.
Quick flash.
As you run, instead of like Batman where you got the cape flowing, you got the front flowing.
Yeah. Well, the middle, because it's button at the bottom and the top.
It's called if you pay me $20. Like this wind tunnel.
Yeah. I don't know. That just sounds like air conditioning to me.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. All right.
It's called my heat sink.
See?
My hammy?
My hammy.
Trying to say
over.
Huh?
You trying to say Miami?
My hammy.
My hammy?
His hammy.
Ooh, yeah. Your hammy.
Okay.
All my exes live in my hammy.
Oh. I don't know who the captain. I don't know who the captain is.
Yeah, who's the captain?
Okay, well,
I'm the captain now.
We'll figure that out.
Okay, real quick before we start, can anybody remember what my spirit that's possessing me name is? I cannot.
Lenore.
Is it Lenora? Lenora. Thank you.
Or Lenora? Lenore?
Yeah, okay.
So, thank you. I do want to apologize. Re-listening to the episode, I forgot everybody's name except for Butch's.
I
wrote everybody's name down. So,
I changed my name on Roll 20.
Oh, well, that was you that changed it. Okay, I was staring at it.
Nice. You can also show their names on their tokens. So that helps.
You can have like a tooltip come up when you hover over it.
Guys.
I just have it listed permanently.
I'm too stupid to work Roll 20,
no,
okay?
No, you're not. You're not.
You are not.
No. I'm with Danny on that one. Bro, it's just no way. I can't do it.
You are all sexy and intelligent.
I just figured out how to change my name in Roll 20, guys. Look at that.
You have brains and a peel.
And a penis.
For a second, I thought you were going to say you have brains and a penis. I was like, thank you.
That's what I thought, too.
Either way,
he's right. Either way, he's right. Okay?
Yeah.
For now.
It's like physically,
remember, fellas. Remember, for a short period of time, we did have more women listening to us than men.
We still do.
Yeah, for some reason. No, it changed.
We still do?
It did?
Yeah, it changed a while
ago. We must have some appeal. Alex.
We got more wieners.
I know it's not me. Again.
What'd you say?
Yes.
Cheddar, what'd you say?
I said, dang, they must really like Alex.
I don't know why they'd like me. My characters honestly feel like all of my characters are horrible except for the last two that I did. Caleb Big Wheelis.
Out of all of us, though.
I disagree.
Caleb Big Wheelis and Butcher are like my top characters ever, probably.
I loved what was his name? The guy that you did in season two.
Isaac.
What I want.
Yep.
Yeah,
Isaac, Eddie the Fool.
I loved Isaac.
I'm just a dude pretending that I'm another dude. Pretending I'm another dude.
I like Davidian.
I really like Davidian too.
I do my regular voice?
Flip.
Huh?
Wish I could do that.
I've got so much hair.
I get dizzy.
Oh yeah. Well, I got so much hair, guys. Look at this.
You see my hair? he's told my joke.
I'm waiting.
Huh?
Holy cow!
What?
Fine. Whatever. Tease a guy. Good. Then he got all excited.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Looks like I'm wearing a wig.
It does. Both of you look like you're wearing a wig. Sam's got some Justin Bieber stuff going on.
Woof. Justin Bieber?
Yes.
If you pay him enough.
Hold on. Oh, no.
Well, we all just want to be Bieber.
He's going to put on a bikini. Punk rock.
He's going to put on a bikini.
It's how I feel inside.
What's wrong with that?
It's how I feel inside. Yeah. I mean,
He's been listening to too much Bring Me Horizon.
Nickelback.
I guess I'm going to have to show you guys my banana hammock.
Hey, guys, so how's it going?
Devil.
At the bottom of the mess. I ain't going to
have that on standby.
It was in his closet, to be fair.
It was in his closet.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Let me talk to you guys about this absolute.
My green screen's goober. All messed up.
Yeah,
these goofy goobers.
Oh, speaking of that, he was in a music video with Baby No Money.
I saw it. Yeah.
Dude, that guy's collabing with everyone.
It really is.
Why isn't he collabing with us?
Yeah, for real.
He's behind me right now.
Let's get him on.
Because that won't get him any money.
True.
Well, I mean, no, that's just rude.
Valid. No, he's
true. It's true, though.
Nah. A couple of used AA
money's the name of the game.
And, I'll give you a couple of used AA batteries.
And I'll give him this Yu-Gi-Oh card.
Is it Pot of
like
Greed?
2 cents.
I have a
handmade Five Nights at Freddy hat he can have if he wants to collab with us.
I've got some smoked cashews.
I'll come over just for some smoked cashews.
They're really tasty.
I'll give him some of my bath water.
Oh, now
that only works right if you're Belle Delphine.
That's too far, Joey. Come on. Be better.
No.
It's bath water.
That's
just
ridiculous.
You drink a little, you know, it's good for you.
It's good for the skin, guys. You put the bath water on the skin.